Congregation may be seated. As we begin our service for baptism for Maggie, we want to hear where this comes from, and it comes straight from Jesus Christ our Lord. Some of his last words Jesus said. Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 28, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And then in the very end of Mark's gospel, it says, Mark 16:16, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved." So this morning, Maggie, receive the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we magnify your name this morning. And we thank you for the gift of baptism. It means we walk through challenging things in life. We even face death itself. But we do not walk alone. Baptism is that item that we hold on to that gives us courage to know that you walk every place with us. We thank you for that gift for Maggie today. We thank you for how you bless your children through baptism and bring them into your large family. We pray this through Jesus' name. Amen. And now a question for Maggie's sponsor, Joyce. Joyce has walked with Maggie for a long time and been a good friend to her and has brought her here to this day. It's been a wonderful influence in her life. So, Joyce, from ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction, and nurture them in the Christian faith. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life of faith in Christ and love for their neighbor. Joyce, is it your intention to serve Maggie as a sponsor in the Christian faith? If so, then answer yes.
Yes.
And now, Maggie, some questions for you before we move forward with the baptism. Maggie, first of all, do you renounce the devil? If so, then answer yes.
Yeah.
Maggie, do you believe in God the Father who created you and who gave you life? If so, then answer yes.
Yeah.
Maggie, do you believe in God the Son who redeemed you, Jesus, who opens up the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting? If so, then answer yes.
Yeah.
And finally, Maggie, do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the gift of God that he gives you that will keep you in the faith and nurture you as well? If so, then answer yes.
Yeah.
Excellent. Come on over here, Maggie. Just bend over just a little bit. Margaret Marie McFadden, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I got your glasses wet. I'm sorry about that.
I can see.
Yeah, they'll be clean. They'll definitely be clean now.
Yeah.
You can, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Great. And Maggie, here at Peace, in our baptisms, we give a candle, a baptismal candle. It reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. No darkness can overcome. And so some people light their candle, their baptismal candle on their baptismal birthday, this special day, May 13th, a day you'll never forget. So you can go ahead and hold on to that. Yep. And our elder here at Peace, Oscar, would like to share some words as well.
Yes, Margaret. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the Christian Church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into marvelous light. Blessings
of your families. Thanks, Maggie. You can go ahead and blow out your candle. And this concludes our service. Peace be with you. And you got a lot of Christian friends here that are going to support you in your walk with Jesus. Okay.